Well, I'm going to play a song to kind of get us centered on, and it represents what we're here to do, which is to remind each other of the truth of who we really are, which is basically loving and lovable. So we're here to remember that we're loving and lovable. We're here to remember that we're loving and lovable, that we're cool, that we're beautiful, that we're innocent, that we're loved, that we're powerful, that we're free, that we're not here to act out somebody else's script. That it's okay for you to go for your joy and your happiness. That, you know, you're fine. You know, sometimes we forget. We get out there in the lab and no one tells us that we're juicing sweet all day. Sometimes we get different information. So the purpose of this group is to remind ourselves of the truth about ourselves. So when I'm playing this, I'd like you to just really just relax and let your mind go anywhere you want it to go. And if you can concentrate on your breathing and just relax and tell yourself you're safe. Sometimes the scariest place you can be is when you're in a place that you're totally safe. Sometimes we're kind of afraid of each other because we're like strangers to each other. We have to believe we have to look out and make sure we don't get hurt. So we need to remember that we're loved. Now we know why we're here. To be reminded. We're going to be in the teacher's manual on page 11. It's the last book in the book. Remember that with the Course in Miracles, you need not believe the ideas. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to welcome it. You don't have to believe it. Some of it you're going to find hard to believe. Some of it might startle you, but you don't have to believe it. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to welcome it. All right? Everybody clear about that? You don't have to believe it. You don't have to accept it. You might resist it. Some of it you might say, that's hard to believe. But if you use it, you'll see that it works. Tonight we're going to talk about honesty. 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 Since all of the traits of God's teachers rest on trust. So every trait that you develop is rest on trust. Every trait that you develop rest on trust. And once trust has been achieved, the other traits that we're supposed to have in order to be happy cannot fail to follow. Everything goes with trust. Has there ever been anybody in your life that you really trusted? And they actually didn't betray it? Okay. Then, you know how good that feels? That feels so good when you're in a relationship with somebody and you're not afraid of them. You're not doubting. You're not fearing. You're not wondering whether or not that person has your own best interest at heart. So, the real trust that the Course is talking about, though, is the trust that comes from the trust in something greater than yourself, the trust that comes from being in touch with your divine self, the trust that comes from being in touch with God, the trust that comes from being in touch with something real, something that you can always depend on. Only the trusting can afford honesty, for only the trusting can see the value of honesty. Only the trusting can see the value, only a person who trusts can see the value of being honest. Only a person who trusts can see the value of being honest. If I trusted that there was nothing I could do to separate you from me and nothing that could possibly put our love in danger, I knew that I couldn't lose you no matter what, I would be honest with you about everything. So nobody's going to be honest with you who really thinks they can lose you. Does that make sense? Uh-huh. It's very difficult to be honest when you think your honesty is going to result in loss, even though that does seem like the honorable thing to do. Okay? But the truth is, if you think you're going to lose your job, you're not going to tell your boss his breath stinks. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, if you could trust, you could say that to him, and he would say, thank you for making me aware of that, especially since I have to do meetings all the time. You know, you tight with your boss, you could say, hey, man, you could use a little mouthwash there. You know what I'm saying? And he would be glad you told him. And so, you see, again, where there's trust, there's honesty. Where there's no trust, there's no honesty. So if you have a lot of relationships that it looks like there's no trust, or the trust is betrayed, then it's also probably a relationship where you felt like there was no honesty. It seems to go together. Dishonesty, no trust. Dishonesty, no trust. Dishonesty, no trust. So then it says, well, honesty doesn't apply only to what you say. So we talk about being honest. We're not talking about just what you say. We're also talking about it really means consistency. This is what I love about the Course in Miracles, the definitions that it gives, the words that we use every day. So honesty actually means consistency. So an honest person is a consistent person. An honest person is a consistent person. We don't have to believe this. We don't have to accept this, right? Okay, so I can share it with you, right? Okay. An honest person is a consistent person. So what does it mean to be consistent? And we're going to see if we pass the consistent test. Okay, we're going to do the consistency test, okay? All right, if when you are consistent, it means there's nothing you say that contradicts what you think. You don't ever say anything that's different from what you think or do. Okay? The next consistency test, you don't have any thought in your mind that opposes any other thought in your mind. If you're consistent, there's no act that belies your word. You never do anything any differently than what you say you're going to do consistently. And that means if you're truly consistent, no word lacks agreement with another. All your words are also in agreement. He says, such are the truly honest. If you are a truly honest person, you're not in conflict with yourself at any level. I love that. It says, at no level are they in conflict with themselves, at no level. Okay, so if I'm being honest with myself, then I'm not in any kind of conflict right now. I'm dishonest son of a gun sitting off in here, right? A little inconsistency in the house. Yes, I will admit it. What's going to happen if I admit it? Nobody's going to shoot me. I admit it. Okay? Yes. So, the Course says, therefore, it is impossible for them to be in conflict with anyone or anything. So the Course says that it's impossible for you to be in conflict with anybody if you're not in conflict with yourself. That's deep. Say, if you were really and truly free of conflict within your own mind, you would never have conflict outside. Because what's happening on the outside is a reflection of what's going on the inside. So if I didn't have any conflict on the inside, I wouldn't be conflicting with people on the outside. That's what it says, which we don't have to believe. So don't feel like you got to believe this. It's just the way it is. Seems impossible, doesn't it? Seems impossible to be dishonest, doesn't it? Seems pretty like this would be a pretty tough job, right? That's why it's a trait that has to be developed. Well, let's see. Okay, so let me go back because I want to make sure I got this. Yeah, first of all, if I trust, then I can afford to be honest. If I'm honest, I'm inconsistent. If I'm consistent, then I'm at no level in conflict with myself. And if I'm at no level in conflict with myself, I wouldn't be in conflict with anybody out here. That's what that paragraph just said. Any questions or comments about that? Because we're talking about perception. We're talking about the way you're seeing things, the way you're thinking. Okay, so I know right now you might have a lot of thoughts about behavior. What about behavior? But behavior is the end result of thought. So when you change your thinking, then the behavior take care of itself. So when you just focus on behavior, you're just trying to heal something at the effect level, and you never really heal anything at the effect level. You have to heal it at the causative level, and the causative level is the mental level. So when you're really serious about changing something, you change your thinking and perception in your mind about it, if you're serious about changing it. If you're not serious about changing it, you're always trying to manipulate the physical circumstance. So if you manipulate a physical circumstance, you're just trying to delay the very change you say you want. If you're a physical manipulator, you're just trying to delay the change you say you want, because you're trying to make the change at a level that the change isn't made at. The change is made at a mental level, because mind is creative, mind is builder. Everything is coming from what you think. Doesn't that make sense? Okay. And then we've learned that our thought is creative, which means that the outer is a reflection of what's going on in my own consciousness, what I attract to myself. Then if I'm at no level in conflict with myself, then I attract people who are also at no level and in conflict with themselves, and I draw people to me that's very peaceful, just like I am. Now, people who don't do that, they don't believe that peaceful people exist, because they're wanting to attract peaceful people while they're in conflict themselves. That's what you see people all the time. The person don't know how to love, say, I want the person that doesn't love me. So they ask for somebody just the opposite of what they could stand, what they could deal with. See, because a person who really does know what love is going to be looking for another person who knows what love is. It's probably not going to be looking for somebody to fix. So the saner you become, the less you are attracted to people who are insane. Everybody understand that? Okay. That explains why I haven't had a lot of dates on Saturday night. He's cute, but he's crazy. I will not ask him out. I will not ask him out. So I believe that there are very enlightened women who aren't asking me out. I'm insulted. I wish I could see them. I'd let them know. That's why people who need to feel like they're in control are always attracted to somebody who looks like and seems like they are less aware than they are. A person who needs to be in control is not interested in being in a relationship with an equal. A person who wants to be in control is interested in being with a person that looks like knows less than they do. Somebody they feel like they're the one, they're a little one up on it. So therefore, a lot of times people who study a lot of self-help, spiritual growth and stuff like this, you see them in relationships with people who are dead asleep. They're dead asleep. And they like it like that. But they complain, but they like it like that. They're complaining, but they really like it because they think they're a little bit, I know a little bit more than him. But when you really want a peaceful relationship that's totally powerful and innocent, you want to hook up with an equal. You want your equal. Because it's hard to conflict with somebody that you see yourself as the same as. It really is. But you can always conflict with somebody you see as different from you. So peace is an equality. But when you feel like there's a scarcity of love inside yourself, then you start to go out into your experience trying to get what you think is missing from you. So then you look for relationships that can provide you with the thing you think is missing. So really you enter a relationship just to get. Mm-hmm. So insecure people tend to, even though they're cute and lovable, they have a tendency to be more about what they can get out of a relationship, because they feel like something's missing and they need to have a person to restore their own wounded self-esteem. Mm-hmm. So usually when they see somebody they're attracted to, they're subconsciously looking at that person as the one who's going to make up for what the last one didn't do. Mm-hmm. So here's my new girlfriend. She's going to do everything for me that my last one didn't. So I'm going to be dealing with her in terms of what the other one did that she's not going to do this time. So I'm really not in a relationship with the person that's there. I'm in a relationship with the person that's not. And I don't want her to talk too much, because if she does, she'll shatter my fantasies. Because see, I got, so see, when I walked up to you, I had this fantasy about what you was going to do with me tonight. But if you start talking, then I'll see that maybe that fantasy is just in my head. You know, that's just what I want to happen. It doesn't have nothing to do with you. You know, so don't you talk too much. Just cooperate. And I'm happy. So when you're, so when you're trying to get something, you're not really interested in what the other person thinks or feels. It's been about my fantasy, me getting what I want out of it. Anybody familiar with that process? Okay. Have you ever done it?
No.
Yeah. And I did it 3 years ago for 5 minutes. Other than that, I'm always never trying to get anything from anybody. Okay. So we can go to the next paragraph. With the Course in Miracles, you can get one paragraph and change your life. Any comments? Any questions? Okay. Now, the peace of mind which the advanced seekers of God experience is largely due to their perfect honesty. So peace of mind comes from being completely honest. Okay, got that rule? It's only the wish to deceive that makes for war. No one at one with himself can even conceive of conflict. So if I am one with myself, I can't even conceive of it. You're going to get to the point that just like right now you can't conceive of how to have peace all the time. You're going to get to a point on your spiritual path where you can't conceive of conflict anymore. Wouldn't that be great? You just couldn't even conceive of being broke. That would be like an alien thought to you. You're going to reach a level of consciousness that you couldn't even conceive of being lonely. It's like right now, sometimes it's hard to conceive of having a perfect relationship. You're going to be coming from an opposite place. That's good news to me. Mm-hmm. He says, conflict is the inevitable result of self-deception. Okay, let's get this. The reason why you're in conflict is because you're deceiving yourself about something. The reason why you are in this conflict that you were thinking about before you got here is because you're deceiving yourself about some element of it. The reason why you're in conflict about the situation that you're all in conflict right now, you know the one you were thinking about when you was on your way over here? Okay, that one, that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, the one you were worried about today. Yeah, that one. That one. Okay, you're deceiving yourself about something. That's why you're in this conflict. Self-deception is dishonesty. So you're being inconsistent about something. That's why you're having conflict right now. You're being inconsistent about some element of this situation, and that's why you're having the conflict right now in this situation, Earl. You're deceiving yourself in some way in this situation that you got some conflict about. That means there's some element of self-deception and dishonesty going on right now. You're being inconsistent about something, and that's why you're having this fear and conflict about this situation right now. There is no challenge to a teacher of God. There is no challenge to a teacher of love. Why? Because challenge implies doubt. I mean, you got to doubt to think that you're being challenged. That's interesting. The trust on which God's teachers rest secure makes doubt impossible. So therefore, if I completely have faith in that which created me, it is impossible for me to doubt. So there's no such thing as a challenge to somebody that's dependent on God. Interesting. That's powerful. You know, challenge implies doubt. If I don't doubt, then I don't have any challenges. The ego says, well, you have to have challenges to grow. If the challenges are good things. Without a problem, you will not develop the character that you have today. Struggle is a very important thing. It builds you up. That's what people who struggle a lot, that's what they make up so they can deal with it. That's what they tell themselves so they can stay sick with it. But the truth is, if you say stuff like, problem to build character. I need to challenge so that I get stronger. Then you're asking for challenges and you're asking for things to happen to you that make you have to go through stuff in order to be stronger. So if you're one of those people, don't complain about what you're going through right now, because you just said it's necessary for your growth. If you want these people to say no pain, no gain, then when the pain comes, then you should be in bliss. Because you're getting ready to do some serious gaining. So if you're in a painful relationship, you should be going, I'm gaining with that fool, I'm gaining with that fool, I'm gaining with that fool. If you're broke, if you're so poor, you can't pay attention. You should be saying, I'm gaining through this, not being able to pay this bill, it's benefiting me. Not having any money right now, it's benefiting me, because I said no pain, no gain, and I got some good old pain right now, so I'm getting my wish, thank you God. That's what you should be saying. If you're those no pain, no gain kind of folk. You're innocent, but you're asking for struggle. Okay? I personally, easy, give it to me, easy, give it to me, easy. I want it easy. How do you want that relationship? Easy. How do you want her to be? Easy. How did you? See, I want me to be hard, but I want her to be easy. Okay, now. Easy. Now, if you're struggling right now, you may feel yourself getting a little irritated. If you're really working really hard, you don't want to believe you're doing all that for nothing. You don't want to believe you. The struggle is good. I'm struggling. Don't care. I did not say that your struggle couldn't be a lesson that benefited you. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying it wasn't necessary to struggle to get the lesson. You don't have to burn your hand on the stove. You don't have to put your hand on the stove. You don't have to burn yourself. So you don't have to go through the painful situation to get the lesson. So those of you who would like to have your lessons easy, there's nobody looking. Raise your hand, okay. You would mind if things flow in your life in harmony and peace. Is that okay? Even if you didn't raise your hand, I know you want that too. Okay, because I know you want your life to be peaceful. So you have to go ahead and sometimes just make decisions for people anyway. That's what you do. You know. I'll decide for you. I believe you want peace. You may be wondering. I'll just make the decision for you. I believe every one of you deserve peace. I don't care what you did in your past. I don't see your past. Like I said in class before, tell yourself, kiss my past. Very powerful spiritual statement. Kiss my past. Instead of, and shift happens. Okay? All right. Then it says, see, if you notice I'm reading sentence by sentence, but each sentence is like a universal law. He says, therefore they can only succeed. Anybody who is so secure that they can't doubt, that's the person that's going to succeed. So he says, in this, as in all things, the person that's a teacher of love, they are honest. What does that mean? You are consistent, so you can only succeed because you never do your will alone. What does that mean, to not do my will alone? Here's what it means. It means when I make a choice for peace and love for myself, it also means I choose that for all mankind. It also means I choose it for all the world. It also means that I choose peace for everything in the world that's unchanging and even changeable. I choose for peace beyond anything I even see. He says, now when you do that, you're not just choosing for your will alone, and therefore your choice has power, because the Creator, and this is deep in the Course of Summonies, the Creator can care less about your personal interest. I said, what? That sounds kind of cold. Of course, God could care less about your personal interests. God cares about all of our interests. The love does not look out for your interests to the expense of mine. So none of my prayers have power until I start including all you jokers. Most people don't. I want this, and give me that, and I want this, and manifest that, and draw this to me, and give me my soulmate. What happened, you know? you know, me. That's why I think we realize children. Because that's what children act. It's me. And that's what we are. I've got you the truth. It's me, yeah. You know, when you pray, you don't say, think about the girl first. This is not a one of y'all. When you wake up in the morning and go, I hope Earl has food today. I see Earl is being taken care of. No, what am I going to do today? What's going to happen? Who's going to notice me? Is this today? It's about me. You know, when you walk into a room, you want people to notice you, even if you pretend you don't. You want everybody to know you arrived. I'm here. I know everybody else is here, but now I'm here. And you're supposed to notice that too. If I really notice, I'll be fighting a few people off tonight. That's how I know it. No, I really want your phone number. No. I have arrived. You know? My bait is looking good. I'm going fishing tonight. And then you feel bad when you feel like your bait's not up to snuff. And you're going to help food. Trying to get my bait in shape. My bait isn't growing them like it used to. I can get this 5 pounds off my thighs. I know I can get everything I want. Because I know my whole life is being stopped by 5 pounds on my thighs. I know it. Without those 5 pounds was gone, God, everything would happen for me. So if you want your prayers to have power, all you have to do is include all of us, please. Okay? You know, you can say, you can pray for a car if you want to. But then you could also say, and I pray that everyone receives what they think they deserve and want today, too. Just kind of, you know, you can go forward by yourself, but then add everybody else to it, even if you just tack it on at the end, like a postscript. I want blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, give it to everybody else, too. At least it's a start. It's a start. I think a lot about myself. I do. I admit it. I know I'm the only one, by the way. Y'all look at me. It's like everybody's like, really? You think about yourself? I know a lot of people look at me and say, what? I can't believe. Oh, Lord. Okay, that's honesty. That's a trait that we develop as we study the material. Okay? Any questions about honesty before we go to the thing we're best at, which is tolerance? Any thoughts? Any aha's? Just any comments? You know, like, I heard you say whatever.
Well, I just like the idea that if you're honest, you don't have to worry about what you said or did.
Yeah, I don't have a good enough memory to be a good liar.
I'm sure.
And that's why I just find it's easier to. It's funny, you can be willing to tell people everything that they want to know about you, but most people don't ask. Because they're so busy projecting what they think you are on you that they never even bother to ask you what you are. And not only that, they have the nerve enough to tell you when you tell them that they don't believe it, that their perception of you is truer than yours. That really trips me out. I tell you what I feel, you say, no, you don't. I know what you really feel. Woo, you're a judge. You're really a judge. So, I don't know you all. I don't know you all. You know what I'm saying? I don't know you. So, if I was going to be in a relationship with you, I'd have to ask you a lot of questions and do a background check. You for $30, you can do it on the internet. Who needs psychic powers? You just need $30. Just go to the internet and it'll tell you everything. It was amazing. I just put my name in there. It's like, you know, they're missing what size boxes I wear. It's amazing. Everything's on the internet. And you think you're just so private, nobody knows nothing about you. But that's an example of spiritual evolution at a material level. Because the higher we grow in consciousness, the less secrets we can have from each other. Mm-hmm. And the outer is reflecting that. That's why we have cell phones everywhere, because it's symbolic of us increasing our ability to communicate with each other in the time and the place, which is the truth about the way our minds really are joined. So the physical is just a reflection of what's going on at the mental level. So you can tell about the evolution of our race by the things that we're able to do. It's a reflection of our mental powers. So that's why you can't have as many secrets as you used to have, because we're joining now. Secrets got to go. Honesty has got to be the order of the day. Whew. What shocks you is this. If you're truly honest, you'll always attract somebody like you. Even though sometimes you refrain from being honest because you think that means nobody's going to be around you. They're going to think you're weird. So you might hide your metaphysical interest. Nobody knows about it until the 10th date. And maybe you might tell them, you know, I got this strange class. Would you go to, with me? Would you mind? I'm studying this stuff called A Course in Miracles with this crazy black man. Will you come and hear him? And then you ask yourself, what am I doing with somebody that I'm afraid to tell them what I'm interested in and what I value? That's the first red flag right there, is that you having to hide who you are from the person that you say you love. So you're starting off with what? Dishonesty. The dishonesty is going to lead to conflict, because you're not going to be able to fake it all the time. But sooner or later, you're going to start to reveal who you really are, and then they're going to feel like you deceived them, which is exactly what you did. So it's best to be straight up from the very beginning and say, look here, I know you think I'm cute, but I'm also weird. I have a very interesting belief system. Let me tell you. It's very simple. I believe I'm responsible for the way I see things. I believe I'm one with you. I believe love is the only thing that's important. Can you handle that? Love it. So let's go to tolerance right quick then. All right. I know you can't do all these things right now, but you can just start now by trying to be as consistent as you can be. When you think of honesty as consistency, like there's some people that are so consistently inconsistent that they're honest to me. You know, it's like some people, you know, they're never going to be on time. You don't even think about it. You don't even cross your mind. I'll be there at 7 o'clock, and you know you can be just watching the TV shows at 7:30. That's when they're going to show up. You know that. And so after a while, they're consistent in their inconsistency. Mm-hmm. Or the person that never does what they say they're going to do, or the person, you know, so after a while, it don't even matter no more. You know, so in a sense, they're very honest because they are consistently what they inconsistent. You know, but right now when you're trying to change from one way of thinking to another way of thinking, you're going to find yourself being inconsistent, which means sometimes you're going to act from the old way you used to be, and sometimes you're going to act from this new self you're trying to be. So for a while, you're going to be giving mixed messages to your environment, and so you'll also be receiving mixed messages from your environment. So when you're making a change in consciousness, you may perceive it as you're coming in contact with more people who are dishonest or inconsistent than you used to, while at the same time you're meeting some really cool ones. So you find yourself seeming like your world is full of two extreme types. The ones that represent the thing that you really would love to experience more than anything else, and your ideal self, and another group that's like a nightmare. In terms of they seem like they're more unconscious than anything that you've ever seen before. That's because you're going back and forth between your old self and your new self, and so you're being inconsistent, and so the people around you seem to be more inconsistent. And so as you move into your new way of thinking and you become more consistent in that, then you start to see more of your new way of thinking consistently. So if you're having a lot of both of them right now, it means you're in transition, and that's a good sign, because it means you're moving.
And it gets easier.
The hardest part is the beginning. Well, actually, they'll weed themselves out. People who are drama kings and queens cannot hang with people who want peace. It repels them. You know, so as you begin to become more peaceful, you may find some of your friends drop away. Not because you tried to get rid of them, it's because they still want to do the drama dance and you're no longer engaged in that. And so they need somebody who's going to reinforce their belief in their drama. And you're not feeding it like you used to. And you're used to being it too. So you don't condemn them. They just haven't got tired of the dance yet. So you just know that one day they will get tired of that dance of drama too. And then they'll also catch up with you, because they'll want the same thing you do. Might be 10 years from now, might be tomorrow. But don't you wait. Don't you wait. Don't you wait. You just be ready to receive them when they're ready. Does that sound cooler?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, just, you know, go ahead and have some fun, have your joy, have the benefits of what you've learned, live the truth that you're learning. It's going to be really cool, you're going to enjoy it, and then we have an open mind and open heart to those friends and relatives and associates that when they choose for joy, that you're ready to kick it with them too. And if they ask you honestly, anything, give them an honest answer. They say, what is it that you're doing that's allowing you to have so much more peace than I have right now? Then boom, then you know that's God talking to you through them, so you let them have it. Because they ask. You know, because that's the perfect time. Because they ask. And until they ask, you just bless them while they're going through their troubles. And if it's something you can do and you want to do, it's good. But that's how you keep your peace while somebody else is in conflict but still be supportive. You don't support them by joining in their suffering with them. Maybe it's just two of y'all feeling bad. Has it made any one of y'all feel better? Well, you know. Oh, bam, I got hit upside the head with a hammer. My hand is hurting. You're my friend. Hit yourself upside the head with a hammer, too. Because if you hit yourself upside the head with a hammer, then I feel better. Then I won't have this big old hickey by myself. Because you're my friend, suffer with me. So when a person wants somebody to suffer with them all the time, they look for a mate. That's why miserable people are busy on Match.com. They're trying to find another miserable person so they can go to a movie together miserably. But then a conscious being knows that they're okay if they never have another person around them. And because they don't need it, they're always attracting loving people to them all the time, so they're never alone. That's the way it really works. When you don't need it, it shows up just like that. You all know that's true. You don't need a job, you get offered two or three. You're in a relationship, everywhere you go, you see somebody you could be with. You know, when you by yourself, there's nowhere to be going to be found. As soon as you get somebody, it's like, God! Why? Because you think you don't need it. Deep, man. Deep. So if you love yourself, it's amazing how great a dinner I can buy for myself. This is what I used to pay for two people. It just makes a big old lobster dinner for her. So I'll take me out. You know, I always get lucky. You know. So. I have time to release jokes sometimes 3 weeks down the road. Oh, I got to be saying. You know. But, how many of y'all can agree that when you don't seem to need it, that's when it shows up?
Yeah,
all the time, all the time. So being needy is not an attractive energy, you know. If somebody can't find time for you in 3 weeks, they're not into you. If they're that busy, they just can't find time for you. You might just want to admit they're not that into you. Because the one thing we all know, this is elementary dating stuff. This is one thing we all know. If somebody's really interested in you, they always let you know. And they try to make themselves as available as they can, as often as they can, as quick as they can. So the minute they go, let me check my Rolodex, I think 4 weeks from now we could have lunch. You might not be that special. But you might be appreciated. It's not a negative thing, but you might be one. You know what I'm saying? It's funny. We all know that's true. That's what the Course says. How did the Course put it? Simplicity is very difficult for twisted minds. That's a statement in the book. It's like, yeah, the more twisted your mind is, the more you can't handle simple truth. If I'm interested and you say you're available, and I say I'm available and we're both interested, we're going to act on that as soon as possible. If you're not interested, then as I move towards you, you're going to move away. That's just how simple it is. And that's good, because rejection is protection and redirection. Rejection is protection and redirection. When you're rejected, you're being protected. When you're being rejected, you are being protected by a rejection is protection. That somebody who couldn't love you right refusing to get involved with you. And if you hate yourself enough, you try to get them anyway. Because you got to have a person that's never going to love you when you hate yourself. It's the rule. I hate myself. I need somebody who's not going to love me. Call 555-557-7779. And if you do love me, I'm not going to notice you. I'm going to not treat you right. I'm not going to appreciate you because I don't love myself. And I can't appreciate people who love me. I'm sorry. It's nothing personal. I just don't love myself. So if you're really nice, I'm just going to mess over you. I'm not going to notice you. You're not going to get any of my attention because you're too friggin' nice. I can't deal with nice people. I don't deserve nice people. I need to ask murderer, serial killer, motorcycle gang dude. The bad boy. The bad girl. That's what I need. Because I don't want what I say I want. Whew. Man, that's deep. So, I choose that all of you all have right, loving, healing relationships. All of you. And that's what I want for myself, too. I want it for you, too. So the happier you are, the less of a problem you'll be for me. So I wish all of you all the most happiness that life can give you. I want everything to go right for you all the time. I want you to be safe. I want you to be happy. I want you to have plenty of money, then you won't be asking for none of mine. See, you know what I'm saying? When you start thinking, you go, well, the truth is, I should want everybody to want, have what it is I want. You just start to think that way when you wake up. You say, oh, my God, I want a loving relationship, but I want everybody else to have one, too, because then I won't have to worry about fear and loss, you know? It just makes sense. Then you try to find people who want the same thing, and then you all agree together to help each other achieve that state of consciousness together. And that's what this is really supposed to be, what we're doing. And that's what we're doing. When we come here for a while, we all join on the same idea. So we don't even know the ramifications that that has in the rest of our lives the rest of the week. You really don't. Just this hour together, you don't know how many things you're going to avoid that would have hurt you. You know you did for at least an hour. Already. This was an hour you couldn't get in no trouble. Isn't that great? Because you all was here, y'all couldn't mess up nothing. And I couldn't either. See, this is already proof this is a successful class. I'm so proud of myself. Okay. All right. So, since God teaches don't judge, to judge is to be dishonest. Because when you judge it, you assume a position you don't have. I like that. To judge is to assume a position you don't have. I'm going to judge you. I'm going to assume a position I don't have with you right now. Do you mind? It's okay if I assume a position that I don't have. That's what a judge is. Somebody that's assuming a position that they don't have. Also, the court says, you cannot judge without deceiving yourself. It's impossible to judge without deceiving yourself. You know why? Because it's not your position to judge. So you got to be deceiving yourself from the very point that you do it, because that's not your position. Then it says, judging implies that you've been deceived in your brothers. How then can you not have been deceived in yourself? Judgment implies a lack of trust, and trust remains the bedrock on which to teach of God's whole thought system. So let trust be lost. And all your learning goes. Let judgment be lost also. Without judgment are all things equally acceptable. For who could judge otherwise? Without judgment all things are equally acceptable. But for instance, if I'm sitting up in here and I just wanted to remember the truth with you all, then everybody in this room is equally acceptable for their goal. Because everybody in here could help me remember the truth about myself. And I can help you remember the truth about yourself. So in terms of wanting the truth, I can receive the truth from any of you. All of you are acceptable. Agree?
Right.
If all we want from each other is to help each other remember the truth, then any of us can help each other remember the truth, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't single each other out until we deal with special needs. So what makes me single you out, though, is there's some special need I think you can meet. But if I only wanted the truth, I could receive that from anybody, so everybody in the room would be acceptable to me, and I wouldn't judge anybody as being more valuable to me than anybody else. But the people who are more valuable to me than anybody else are the ones who I think can fulfill my special needs. And so, in order for me to do that, I'd have to judge. What? Judge if you could fulfill my special need. Well, what would I judge based on? Would I base that on my past experiences with my other relationships? Decided, by the way, got me looking for this one. So I'm judging you based on not nothing about you, but on my own past and my own past experience. So I'm not really getting to know you. So judgment is me assuming a position that I don't really have, because I really don't even know anything about you or what you need or your past or anything else. When you're really ready to have a happy relationship, you'll say to spirit or the universe, I'm ready to learn. And when you say I'm ready to learn, the course says you'll be sent a learning partner who needs you just the way you are right now. And when you're with someone who needs you the way you are right now, then you get a chance to be yourself and see how what that feels like to be yourself and watch somebody be satisfied by that, which is the most beautiful experience you can have. But that's for people who are willing to ask. See, I didn't ask. I went hunting. I don't know about you all. I didn't just ask. I would just go hunting. I'd make up a fantasy and then go try to go out and get it done. I didn't ever say, universe, really, really, you know who's best and you know what's best, and I'll leave it up to you. And if nobody shows up, I know this is not time right now, and that's good, too. I asked this person to go out. They didn't want to go out with me. Thank you. The rejection is protection. That was my way of knowing that this was the worst person in the world for me to go out with right now, even if I didn't know it. So if I got rejected, I'd feel grateful. And if somebody said, hey, I'm ready, I'd be grateful. I'd be grateful either way. The ones I really gave it up to the universe, gave it up to spirit. But if I'm still choosing on my own, then I get disappointed when it looks like I'm rejected. If I'm the one that's still choosing on my own. Then you say stuff like, I want love to come to me the fastest, easiest, best way it can get to me, right now. That's powerful. Try it and see what happens. I said that when a woman was walking by in my mind, she plopped down and put her arm around me and snuggled with me. I went, wow, that was fast. Sometimes it happens that fast. Instant. You get an instant manifestation. Instantly. It blow your mind. That's why you have to be ready for what you're asking for. Because if you ask, you will receive. But you have to be able to receive it and not let it frighten you. And realize that if it hasn't shown up, it's because it would frighten you right now if it would. And the universe is loving you so much that it's not letting it come to you until you can accept it and receive it, which is a blessing. Isn't that great? Because by the time they get there, you'll be consistent. What do you mean? I will know all I want is peace. All I want is love, and that's all I want. That's the only thing I think about. That's the only thing I talk about. That's the only way I act. That's what I'm about, is peace and love and oneness and joy. There is no inconsistency in me. I am totally consistent up and down, in and out. I just want peace. That's all I want. That's the only thing that's important to me, is peace. I want peace in every relationship, peace in everything. That's all I want. There's no conflict in me. I just want peace. And when you're that way, when you're absolutely clear that's all you want, you won't be in conflict with yourself at any level, so therefore you'll stop conflicting with everything in your physical world. So would you take a breath now? It's okay. It's been 45 minutes since your last one. Take a breath. It's time to let the conflict go. It's time to let the conflict go. It's time to be honest with yourself. If there's an area of your life that you feel conflict in right now, if there's an area of your life that you feel conflict right now, tell yourself, I choose the joy of love instead of conflict. I choose the joy of love instead of conflict. Was it the same? Which is the same as saying, I choose the joy of God instead of pain. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. I choose the joy of love instead of pain. I choose the joy of love instead of pain. I want to choose the joy of love instead of pain. Remember that the book said that it's important to ask for what you want. Asking isn't taking. Asking isn't taking. It's okay to ask. It's okay to ask. It's okay to ask. Asking is a sign of faith, because that means that you must believe there's something greater than you to ask. So asking is actually an affirmation of faith. But not asking means you think you have to do it all by yourself, on your own, all alone. There's no need for you to continue to do it all by yourself, on your own. There's no need. You're not alone. Yeah. I am sustained by the love of God. 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 I am sustained by the love. Is there anyone in here that doesn't mind affirming that for themselves and join with me in that idea? I am sustained by the love of God. 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 It's okay to believe and tell yourself the truth. It's okay to have fun and tell yourself the truth. It's okay to be real and play and tell yourself the truth. It's okay to let that child in you come out and tell yourself the truth. Come on, play. Come on, play. Come on, play with me, go. I am sustained by the love. Just be clear about your purpose. For sure. Okay? All right, so I'm going to do a little quick review going into the last 5 minutes. And any comments, any questions, any ahas? I'm really thrilled to have some new parts of myself here tonight. You are a very nice part of myself to have. Okay. And there's another really cool part of myself over there. Yeah, I'm telling you. I just love the great fashion sense of all parts of myself. You all are absolutely cool looking. I'm telling you. Yeah. Feels good to be in your presence. You ready? Also, if there's somebody in your life right now that you know maybe is having a bit of a challenge in some way, this will be a perfect time to surround that person with love and surround that person with peace. Because if they are really going through a lot right now, they're probably fixed on whatever it is they think they're going through right now. And they need someone to remember the truth for them, because they may have forgotten it right now. So the peace that you want for them is going to be the peace that you'll be attracting to yourself. Okay, so if you don't mind, just close your eyes for a minute and focus on my voice. Remember, all the traits of God's teachers start with honesty. Starts with honesty. So once you have honesty, the rest of the traits can't fail to follow, because only those who trust can be honest. So if you want to be honest in any part of your life, establish more trust with the people involved. If you want to have more openness and more honesty in your life, develop trust with yourself and trust with the people involved. Now remember, honesty means consistency. Consistency is honesty. Consistency is honesty. Consistency is honesty. That means that you are totally without conflict all the way through your being. All the way through your being. And the way you get past conflict throughout all of your being, the way that you get past conflict is to have one purpose, one meaning, and one goal. Give yourself one purpose, one meaning, and one goal, and make it peace, make it love, make it healing. It's the same thing. Make it freedom. That's the same thing. Make it abundance. That's the same thing. Get clear about your purpose all the way through your being, and you won't have conflict within you, and you won't have conflict without. If you will let go of the inner conflict by being sure of what you want, you won't be in conflict with people around you. If there's a lot of conflict going on in some area of your life right now, ask yourself where you're fooling yourself. Ask yourself where you're deceiving yourself. Peace of mind will come from perfect honesty. Peace of mind will come from total consistency. It's only the wish to deceive that makes for war. And you're going to be deceptive where there is no trust. Challenge implies doubt, but right now you're going to move beyond doubt. You're going to give your faith to the power in you that's greater than anything. Love is your power. Freedom is your power. Peace is your power. You are more powerful than you know. You are powerful. More powerful than you know. You are total happiness and joy. Now, when you go out here tonight, I want you to have an incredible evening. I want you to have an incredible week. I want your life to become more incredible every day and every night. Every day, may things get better and better for you in every area of your life. May you draw right relationships, peaceful relationships, loving relationships, affectionate relationships, relationships that make you recognize the truth of who you are. May everyone that you know and love and all your relatives and friends have joy and peace and healing and happiness around them and their loved ones, and let it extend all around the world and then out, bam, into the solar system and bam, out into the universe. Let the love keep on going further and further and further and further out. Let's bless all that we know and all that we don't know. We give a blessing to what we see and what we don't see. We ask for peace and joy and happiness in our lives and go, I am entitled to miracles. Tell yourself, I am entitled to miracles. I'm going to say it for you. You are entitled to miracles. In this situation you're worrying about, you are entitled to miracles. In this situation, a circumstance, a health issue that you think you're dealing with, you are entitled to miracles. You are entitled to a healing in that situation right now, because the present is your point of power. I tell myself, my present is my point of power. The present is the point of power. The present is the point of power. All of your power is in this present moment. All of your power is with you right now. I ask that you reveal your power to you and you open yourself up to the joy and the love and the abundance and the freedom that are your divine right. Let go of the past. Let go of the past. It can touch you not. I hope you enjoyed your flight. You're going back out to the lab. And so remember, may the course be with you. Peace, y'all. Did y'all acknowledge yourself? Peace, y'all. Did you acknowledge the 20 people in the room? If you don't think you know them, you really do. It may not seem like it. And so, for those who like them, hugs are available, and it's okay if you don't. It's either way it goes, you're innocent in this class. So I appreciate you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah.